Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, we glorify you, Lord, because you have given us an abundant entrance. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to draw closer unto you, Lord. You said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And we want to call upon you, Lord, this morning in the house of the Lord. And we thank you because your arms are wide open, wanting us, inviting us. Come on in. Give you all the praise. Glorify yourself, Lord, this morning. Let every soul be satisfied in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that last song that they sang will go right with this message. My message this morning is thirsty for God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, some people are not used to that kind of message, but you know, I have been praying and just asking the Lord, you know, to help the people who understand this message today. Because I don't believe that I have ever preached a more important message in this church than this one right here that I'll be preaching today. So, thirsty for God. And I'm going to start here in Psalms 42. And I will start at verse 1. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Amen. Now that's somebody that is thirsty for God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before the Lord? Now this is somebody that was hungry for God. He wanted more of God. He was not satisfied. He always wanted more, you know. And he says, my tears have been my meat day and night, you know, because they continually said unto me, where is thy God? You know, and when things are not going well in your life, when there is a reproach to the name of the Lord in your life, that's the time more than ever to want more of God. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's what the psalmist did. He wanted more of God. He said, look, you know, things are not going well. People are reproaching the name of the Lord in my life. They're saying, where is your God? And so forth. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with a multitude. I had gone with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, and the multitude that kept holy day. You know, so this man, he went to the, you know, the house of the Lord. But there was a burden in his heart. He went on the day of praise and the day of joy, holy day and so forth. You know, like today, you know, people come to church and so forth like that. But still, there was a void. There was something that was not filled, you know, in his life. And he knew that, you know, it was going to take the Lord to fill that void. And he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So this man, he knew how to encourage himself in the Lord when he's down. You know, no matter the reason that he was down, he always found his way back to the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. But today, you know, we want to focus on the thirst for God. And David was a good example, you know, but I want to challenge everybody with this message here today. Now, it is not just exactly, our prayer should not exactly be about seeking the hand of the Lord all the time, but more about seeking his face. Amen. And that's a message that's not understood by many at all, you know. And, you know, that's what I want to talk about today. That's why it's so quiet in here, you know, because, you know, if we brought the other kind of message and so forth, you know, and then people will rejoice and shout the victory and all that, you know. But I tell you, what shall it profit a man if he will gain the whole world, but his soul remains void, and then he loses it? You know, so this is the thing that's going to fill and satisfy the soul that we're talking about here this morning. Turn with me to Psalm 63. And I will start at verse 1. Now we're talking about thirsting for God. Now many people, especially believers that are in the house, this kind of thing that I'm talking about today was once in your life. There was once a passion for God. There was once a fire. Your soul was on fire. Your soul was ignited for God. Perhaps when you first knew the Lord. You know, but over time and so forth like that. You know, because of all whatever is going on around you. Because iniquity shall abound. The Bible says, the love of many shall wax cold. And so on. You know, so, you know, over time, there are people who are not as fired up for the Lord. You know, as they should be. Or perhaps not as fired up as you once were. Now listen to this. Psalm 63. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee, O Lord, in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. I mean, this man, you know, he's starving for God. And that's a concept that is unknown to most believers. You know, and believers today, they say, well, I am full and increased with goods and have need of nothing. That's what they say. You know, I'm so full. You know, but God said, well, you are poor. You are wretched. You are miserable. You are naked and you are blind. And he said, come unto me, you know, and I will fill you. And I will give you the choicest gold that is refined in the fire. And I will clothe you with pure raiment and so forth like that. And I will anoint your eyes with eyes all that you may see. You know, so he said, you know, this man, but he wanted the power of God. Listen to verse 2 of Psalm 63. He said, Lord, you know, I want to see thy power and thy glory. Can I get an amen from somebody?
Amen.
Look, this should be our thrive and our thrust in life. You're asking to see the power of God. And so say, look, Lord, I want to see your power again. I want to see your glory again as I've seen it in the sanctuary before. You know, because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied. You know, when you seek after the Lord, when you pant like this after the Lord, he said, look, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Why? Because he's seeking after the Lord and he's longing after the Lord. And he says, my praise, you know, my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. You know, when I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee upon my night watches. Even on his bed, he's always thinking about the Lord. You know, you can't get the Lord out of his mind. It doesn't matter where he's at, in the bed and so forth like that. Even when in his sleep, he's still thinking about the Lord. He's still wanting more of God. Because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, will I rejoice. My soul, listen to this statement. Can you say this of your own soul? Can you say, my soul is following hard after the Lord? Can you say that your soul is thirsting for God? You say, my soul is following hard after the Lord, and I know that thy right hand will uphold me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen to Psalms 84. I'm going to read a few Psalms here, then I will say what the Lord wants me to say here this morning. Psalm 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. This man, he couldn't wait to get into the house of the Lord. Now, in those days, you know, going to the house of the Lord was kind of like representing going into the presence of the Lord. You know, that's the way they did it back then. You know, because the Lord said, the place where I choose to put my name there, there will I meet with you. So in those days, you know, he gave them, you know, he allowed them to build a temple and so forth. And they came, you know, and, you know, everybody focused on going up to the house of the Lord. But I tell you what, you know, God does not dwell in buildings made with hands. Amen. Amen, folks. There is one building that he wants to dwell in, that which he crafted by himself. That's this human flesh right here. You know, God's the place that God wants a habitation for himself through the Spirit of God. You know, but this representation that they had in the olden days of going to the house of the Lord, that's the best they had there. You know, and so he said, look, my soul longeth for your tabernacles and so forth. You know, my soul longeth, yea, fainteth even for the courts of our God. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. I mean, this man, he was always wanting more of God. No wonder the Lord said, you know, I'm going to sit on his throne.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. folks, I don't know how else I can say it. This is the very essence of life. Thirsting after the Lord. Hungering for the things of God. Like this man, he did. You know, and everywhere he went, the mind, the Lord was always on his mind. Listen to this. Blessed are they, verse 4, that dwell in thy house. That's kind of like in thy presence. You know, they used to say, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But for us today is, I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So blessed are they that dwell in thy presence. I may say that they may be still praising the Lord. So this man, he was always hungry, thirsting after God and all that. Listen to this in Psalms 119. Psalms 119, and let me read verses 81 and 82. Psalm 119, and listen to this man's passion for God, and so on. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, and I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? This man, he always turned to the Lord. No matter what he was going through, when he was down, he encouraged himself in the Lord. One time in the story in 1 Samuel 30, at Ziklag, they came and, you know, they took all his wife and children and everything and burned their place and so forth. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. And I believe he wrote some of these Psalms, like Psalm 42 and so forth, you know, and Psalm 63 when he was in the wilderness. He wrote these Psalms and said, look, I am going to call upon the name of the Lord. I'm going to draw closer to the Lord. You know, the more the devil buffeted him, you know, the closer he drew to God. Amen? Amen. And he always wanted more of God. You know, so he said, you know, my eyes fail for thy word. When wilt thou comfort me? And so on. Listen to Psalms 130 and verse 5. Psalm 130 and verse 5. He said, my soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. You know, it is like, look, for whatever reason, somebody is, you know, somebody can't sleep. They're waiting for the day to break. Maybe they have some important thing to happen, you know, in the morning, the next day. And so they can't sleep all night long. They can't wait. Maybe some good thing is going to happen in their life the next day. And they cannot wait all day long. So they're looking. Is it time yet? You know, for this thing and so forth. It's kind of like kids, you know, maybe you are going to take them on a trip to their favorite place in the morning. They won't be able to sleep all night long. You know, they probably come into the parents' room in the middle of the night and say, is it time yet? You know, and so forth like that. Because they're excited, you know, more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. This man, he wanted the Lord. And he was always looking for the Lord. Listen to verse 6. You know, he said, my soul, one a day that watch for the morning, let Israel. Let me start at verse 5. Let me reread that and start at verse 5. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. My goodness. I mean, he really knew how to seek after the Lord. Oh my. I'm going to go back to Psalm 119 and read one more verse there. In Psalm 119, verse 162. Psalm 119, and listen to verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I mean, the word of God was the rejoicing of his heart. It was like if he won the lottery. You know, he said, somebody that found great spoil. I mean, that's how the word of God was to him. Every time he heard the word of God, he rejoiced greatly. And the Lord said, this is the man to whom I will look. He that is of a contrite spirit and trembles at my word. So this man, you know, he knew that, you know, and he loved the Lord with his heart. I want to challenge us today. Is your soul thirsty for God? Are you panting after God as a heart after water in a dry place? Listen to Jeremiah chapter 15. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Jeremiah 15 and verse 16 say, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And he, you know, Jeremiah also, you know, the word of God was his treasure. He wanted that word, you know, so badly and so forth like that. He rejoiced at the word of the Lord. Now, what does God promise for those who are actually seeking and hungry, you know, thirsting and hungering after him? What does he promise? You know, let's see what God promises, and then I'm going to explain to you what it really means, you know, to hunger and thirst after the Lord. Let's look at the promises of Jesus and the word throughout the word of God, and the things that God said he will do, you know, for us, you know, as we hunger and thirst for the word. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, your life, you know, to some people, I mean, this kind of message of hungering after the Lord doesn't carry any value because it's not about material things. Well, I tell you something, you know, those material things will pass away. Amen. Oh yeah, they will pass away. I can preach you a message of prosperity and how you get increase in your life and so forth, and all those things are wonderful, and God wants you to have all those things. But this right here, you know, this is the thing that will carry you on through eternity. Amen.
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 Because look, all those other things will pass away. You know, so, you know, I want to let people know that this morning. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalms 107 and verse 9. Now listen to some of the promises of God for those who are hungering and thirsting after him. And then we'll talk about what that really means. Psalm 107 and verse 9. He says, for the Lord satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
That's right. You know, this is his promise. If you hunger and thirst, you will be filled. He promised it. You know, so let me read a few more promises to you concerning that, and then we'll see what it all means. Look at Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1. And this is a direct invitation from the Lord. You know, for any of you that want the Lord, want more of the Lord in your life today, here's what it says. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. You know, there is a fountain of living waters, and only the Lord can give it. Amen?
Amen.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow forth rivers of living water. And that's the Lord. He is the only one that can give that. You know, and he's inviting everybody here. If you are thirsty for the Spirit of God, say, come unto the waters. Even if you don't have any money, you don't need money, you know, but you need a desire in your heart. You know, come and buy and eat. Come and buy, you know, wine, milk, and, you know, all these things, you know, and so forth, without money and without price. You can't put a price to it, you know, but the Lord, you know, he paid for it already. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Now look at Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 3. These are some of the promises of God. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And my blessing upon thy offering.
Amen.
Offspring. Hallelujah. Now Jesus, pour your spirit indeed upon our seed, and your blessing upon our offspring in Jesus' name. I mean, I want nothing more than for my children to be on fire for the Lord. That their souls should be consumed with fire of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, and I'm holding on to this promise right here. You know, but first, I've got to get that fire in my own heart. Amen. You know, I've got to light that fire. I've got to free that fire in my soul. When I light that fire, when that fire is rekindled in my heart, then I'm believing the Lord that, you know, he will pour his spirit also upon my seed, and the blessing upon the offspring and so forth like that. You know, so God already promises, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Unless the Lord brings me back to any more scriptures, that's all I want to read in the scriptures. Now, I want to talk directly to us. Many of us, when we first came to the Lord, you know, perhaps when you received the anointing of the Lord, the baptism of the Spirit, or whatever, some good thing that happened in your life, you were fired up for the Lord, and nobody could shut you up. You know, you couldn't wait to speak about the Lord, to do something for the Lord and so forth. You know, but the Lord says, I have somewhat against you now, because you have lost your first love. See, you've lost your first love. That first passion and so forth is no longer there. You know, people are just now carrying on. We're just going through the motions now anymore, you know. People just go through the motions and so forth like that, you know. And I look around, you know, and I see, you know, there's this writer in the Bible. Sometimes they call him the preacher. You know, but he said, look, I look under the sun and I see a lot of vanity and so forth. And I look around sometimes and I just see, you know, I see the appetite. I see the laid back. I see people are just not, you know, on fire for the Lord like we used to be. You know, so what's responsible for all of that? Well, you know, the Bible already said it. He said, because of the cares of this life, you know, and so forth like that, you know, their hearts will be charged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this world, and then the day will come upon them unawares. You know, I mean, the state of the church right now is pitiful. Not exactly this church only, but I'm talking of the church in general. The church now thinks they are full, they are increased with goods, they have need of nothing. Well, we need the Lord, amen? You need to have that fire in your heart all the time. You know, that's, you know, don't let that fire go out. You know, but the fire has gone out in many, many cases. Now, you know, the, you know, there is a, there is such a thing as, you know, the first love. And you know what your first love was when you first came to the Lord. And if you have never experienced it, then maybe you've never, you know, really had a real encounter with God. Most people who come into the Lord for the first time, they experience that tremendous passion for the Lord. You know, it's a fire that's in their bones. You know, and they can't wait to speak about the Lord. They can't wait to do something for the Lord. They can't wait to get back in the presence of the Lord. You know, if you're away for a little bit, you always want to get back. You know, but I tell you what, you know, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms, so shall thy spiritual poverty come as an armor. You know, just, you know, people, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little, well, don't go to church, doesn't matter, a little, don't read your Bible, a little, don't pray, and so forth like that. You know, then the next thing you know, you know, something that starts as a little backsliding, you know, finally ends up as falling away from the faith. And when it is finished, it's apostasy, saith the Lord. You know. But how do you, you know, how do you make sure that you don't go in that direction? Well, by getting your soul fired up with God again. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know, I don't feel anything. Well, you don't need to feel anything. You know, but you got to get in with the presence. If you make prayer and you make time with God a business with God, rather than something on the side. Rather than, look, if we've done everything else in the day, then if there is time, then if we remember, you know, maybe we say a few words when we are about to go to bed and so forth. How many people can, look, I want you to stop and think about it. There are 24 hours in the day. How much time do you devote to the Lord one-on-one out of those 24 hours? Just take a look at yesterday. How much time did you spend in the presence of the Lord yesterday? Just take a look at it. You know, I mean, let's take a look at every day. I mean, we've got so much to do. We take 8 or 6 hours to sleep. We take 6 or 8 hours to go to work. We take this or that couple of hours on the day to eat or do whatever, you know, and so forth. And then talk to our friends on the phone and get on Facebook and all these other things and so forth. But how much time are we really spending in the sight of God? I want you to consider this. When a person doesn't have nutrition, you know, they get, you know, diminished in their stature. That's naturally. And they don't have the vitality that their body needs. Well, the same thing, spiritual nutrition. Your spiritual nutrition is being in the presence of the Lord, in prayer, and reading the Word of God. Amen? And if you don't have that spiritual nutrition, you know, you may be, you know, wasting away or even starving, you know, to death spiritually, and so many people don't know it. There's a lot of walking corpses, spiritual corpses, you know, because they're just going through the motions and so forth. You know, we need to wake up and return to God. Amen? Amen, folks? That's right. You know, and what I say unto one, I say unto all. You know, and this message is not only for you, it's for me, it's for everybody. We need to wake up and get our soul fired back up for the Lord and so forth. You know, and I know that we have our challenges of life. We have these things that we need to do. You know, you've got to go to work, you have family, you've got to go to school, you have all of these things and so forth. But I want to challenge you today to make the Lord your chief joy. Amen. I want you to choose the Lord as your first priority. And if you put the Lord first, if your heart is always yearning and thirsting after God, God will satisfy your soul. Praise ye the name of the Lord. You know, there's a song, you know, that I love very dearly. And if you can put that Take Me Back song up, that's at the bottom of that thing. You know, we used to, you know, I used to listen to this song. Well, one of my favorite songwriters, Andrew Crouch, he sang this song many, many years ago. And the song simply says, "Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed." I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. And if you want to pray that prayer, I'm going to pray with you this morning. I want you to come if you believe that your life is not exactly where it should be with the Lord. When you first believe the Lord, you are on fire. And nobody could shut you up. Your bones were literally on fire. You were hungry and thirsting for God. But over time, you know, because of various things and so forth, you know, that fire has waned away. It is time to return unto the Lord, saith the Lord. It is time for us to be passionate again for God. Be fired up with the fire of God in our souls. So if that's you here this morning, I want you to come quickly and let's believe the Lord together. And I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me, asking the Lord to take you back to the place where you first believed and return unto the Almighty. For the Lord says that this latter-day church that is called the Laodicean church, he said, they think, he said, "Because thou sayest that I am full and increased with goods and have need of nothing, but you know not that you are poor and miserable and wretched and blind and so forth. You say, I counsel of thee, buy of me gold tried in the fire." Hallelujah. "Receive of me white raiment that you may not be naked. And let me anoint your eyes with eyes of that you may truly see wonderful things out of my law, saith the Lord." So come on out this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, take us back, O Lord, to the place where we first received you. When our soul was on fire for God. Hallelujah. When the things of God were burning in our hearts. And when the Lord was our chief joy. And when we chose the Lord beyond even our own desires. When the fire of God burnt in our bones. Take me back, Lord, to that place. Take me back to that place, Lord, where I first received you. The place where I first believed. And dry my weeping eyes, O Lord. My soul is thirsty. My soul is hungry for you, Lord. If that's your prayer, pray it along with me today. Now, those of you that are here, I want you to move closer and come forward here. And I'm going to pray the prayer for you that I believe, if you are sincere in your heart, is going to change your lives. And I want you to unite with me in this prayer. Because the Lord He sees our hearts. He sees our souls. And if the fire and the desire, the thirst for God is in your heart this morning, I'm going to pray with you. If your soul is thirsty for God this morning, if your soul is longing for more of God, you're not satisfied with the status quo, this message is to challenge us to not be satisfied with the status quo. Don't be satisfied with where you are with God. You must want more of God every day. Doesn't matter whether you are here, you can go to higher. At whatever level you are, the Lord is still greater. Call upon me, he said, and I will show you greater and mighty things which you have not yet known. I don't care what we have known before. The deep calleth unto the deep at the sound of the water sprouts. Is there a deep yearning in your soul? If there is a deep yearning in your soul, the Lord, the Spirit of God, will break up the deeps of his anointing. And it will fall upon you. Because the deep calleth unto the deep. The more you yearn of God, the more the Lord will break the deeps off and pour his anointing upon your life. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, move upon these people that are here believing you, Lord, for a greater anointing. Move upon you, Lord, upon the people here, Lord, that are believing you, crying out to you, Lord, today to satisfy their soul. Hallelujah. Lord, satisfy their soul in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The anointing of God fall upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The anointing of God fall upon you in Jesus' name. Lord, satisfy their soul. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, move upon these people, Lord. They love you. That's why they're here, Lord, this morning. Satisfy their soul with more of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Satisfy their soul. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. With more of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus, move upon your people. Satisfy their soul. Jesus. 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 Satisfy their soul, Lord. Satisfy their soul with more of God. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed is the man or woman that humbleth himself before the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after my righteousness, saith the Lord. Because I will fill them with more of my spirit. For I will pour out waters upon the dry ground, and I will satisfy the longing soul. Therefore lean upon me quickly, saith the Lord, lest I smite the earth with desolations. For the joy of the Lord is withered from many of the sons of men. The Lord is looking for somebody to fill up the hedge, stand in the gap. But because he finds none, therefore his power and his arm returns salvation unto him. But Lord, not so, Lord, not so as it is this day. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not so, Lord, as it is this day. Thy people that stand before thee this day, pray that they may be willing and be ready in the day of thy power in Jesus' name. Therefore, satisfy the longing of their soul. Satisfy their hearts, Lord. And we pray together as individuals and as a people of God, as a church. Take each of us back, O Lord, to that place, that secret place, hallelujah, where you wrap your arms around us. That secret place, O God, hallelujah. There is a place which no fowl knoweth. There's a place which no bird of the air, the ravens and so forth, they don't know. It's called the secret place of the Most High.
Yes,
under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take your people, Lord, to that secret place.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask the praise team, come on up and sing, wrap your arms around me and take me back to that secret place. And you people just stay back right where you are. Don't leave yet. And as we sing this song, wrap me in your arms. Take me, Lord, back to that secret place. The place where I feel complete in you. Hallelujah. That's our prayer here this morning. Lord, satisfy our soul. Satisfy our soul this morning. Satisfy our soul this morning. Our soul thirsteth for thee, Lord. Our soul panteth for thee, O Lord. Wrap me in your arms here this morning. In Jesus' name. Yes, wrap me in your arms, O Lord. I want to let you know that you are never alone. When you feel alone, remember, his arms are wide open. Just picture him upon the cross. He's got his arms stretched wide, stretched out, wide open, just waiting for you to come. And when you come, he's going to wrap you in his arms. And you'll be in that place, that secret place, which no foul knows. That means no demon spirit can get in there. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, keep this fire burning in our soul. This fire that you have sparkled here this morning. This flame that you have ignited here this morning. Keep it burning in our hearts. Keep our lamps burning until the break of day. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, yeah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.